Start to feel your sit bones rooting into the earth. Finding a connection with your breath. Good. Start to let the shoulders soften. We're going to move the left ear over towards the left shoulder. Good. From here, the chin comes down towards the chest. Chest stays lifted. We'll head over right ear to right shoulder. And let's start to point our noses up towards the ceiling. Good, and then back over to the left. Let's take a breath in here. As you exhale, rolling chin to chest and over to the right. Good. The inhale rolls you back lightly, so not throwing the head all the way back. Just like you're drawing a circle with your nose. You guys are always welcome. If something's a little bit sticky in your neck, you could stay at that point and breathe. Good. Next time you come over to the left, we'll reverse the action. So coming back over to the right. And if you wanted to mirror your breath with this movement, the exhale, the chin comes down towards the chest. The inhale, we reach the nose up. Good. Next time you come over to the right, let's shift our gaze back to center, slowly blinking the eyes open. Yeah, and then start to roll out the shoulders. So we're going to move the shoulders up towards the ears and then draw them towards the spine as you roll them back and down towards the earth. Good. You guys can always use a little bit of traction with your hands and the legs here. Nice, let's take it the opposite way. So this time shoulder blades slide up and together and then rolling the shoulders forward. Maybe you close the eyes down here and start to visualize the shoulder blades and that movement. And release the shoulders down. We'll give just a couple of shrugs. Nice. And since we're all in Sukhasana or easy pose, the crisscross legs, we're going to take the opposite crisscross. Good. And from here, sliding that left hand to the left thigh, let's move those right fingers back, starting to light up our chest towards the window wall. Good. You are welcome to deepen this if you want, moving that left hand forward or to the opposite knee. Now you start to draw the low belly in, navel support here. And let's come back through center, chest shining forward. And same thing, sliding the right hand. We're going to actively press into it and then reach those left fingers back. And you're welcome to deepen if you'd like. Good, let's come on back through center. Right, the day you're recording. Hands to your heart and then slide forward, resting your head down. Good, still weighing into those sit bones. Right, so making sure they didn't come off of the mat. Good, and maybe rocking the head side to side if you'd like. And let's come on back up. This time we're gonna bring the fingertips behind us and then start to press in as you do, roll the hips forward. We're coming into a light back bend here. Good, and then again, head rest back like it's in a pillow. So we don't wanna strain here, collapse in the neck. Good, gaze comes back forward. Let's come on to hands and knees first. We'll work out the spine just a little bit. So wrists underneath the shoulders, knees right underneath the hips. So the way to find that is center of the hip joint to center of the knee. It's one or two fists spaced. Yeah, good. And then we can place those palms right underneath so that center of the shoulder to center of the wrist. Good, let's start to roll the hips forward. As you do, reach the tail up, draw the navel in and reach the sternum forward for cow pose. Good, and then find the backs of the ears. So right behind your earlobes and let those reach up towards the ceiling. Good, from here, start to draw the navel in. Let everything cascade over, dropping the head and the tail down towards the earth. And then drawing the navel up towards the ceiling so we create this big C curve with the spine. Good, let's start to put it with movement. So as you inhale the breath, we come into the back bend of cow. And as you exhale, we create that curve of cat. Good, start to move with your breath. Maybe even start to wake up the breath. We use what's called the Ujjayi pranayama, the victorious breath of the practice. It sounds a little bit like a Darth Vader mask. Good. Let's do one more. Good. We'll come back to all fours. Good. Go ahead and walk your hands back up. We're going to come to kneeling. We're going to face this wall today. So setting yourself up, we're gonna set up for gate pose. Nice, I love how I have friends using foam cushions for their knees. And same setup with the knees, hip width distance. We're gonna roll the right foot out to the side. Good, and placing right hand on the thigh, start to let everything reach up through the crown of your head. Then we're gonna flip the left arm up and over, reaching towards the front of the yoga mat for gate pose. And we're gonna snuggle low belly towards the sacrum. Good. We're just gonna start to roll that shoulder open a little bit too. Beautiful. Breathing into this lung. Nice. Take one more full breath in here. As you exhale, you're gonna place that hand further down and past the left shoulder. And then rock both hips towards the left side of the mat and reach the right arm past the ear. Good. If you'd like, you can start to float the right toes up. Good, and as gracefully as you can, we're gonna come all the way back up to gate pose. So that right hand cartwheels down to the right thigh, left arm reaches up. Good. And then back to kneeling. So right knee meets the left with a little bit of space. Good, let's take the second side. Left leg starts to extend out. Most of us are gonna point our toes towards the left side of the mat. Some can point it towards the back of the mat. Good, and then when you're ready, right arm starts to reach up and through. Yeah. Good. Notice your breath. Like, where is it coming from? Typically, we think the nose. Maybe you start to get curious and find that it comes from somewhere else. Good. When you're ready, let's cartwheel that right hand down to the earth. Letting that wrist be further out. It'll give you more support. Reaching the left arm past the ear. And maybe floating the left heel up. Okay. Again, as gracefully as you can, hands start to cartwheel back, placing that left foot. Right arm reaches all the way back towards the back of the room. Good. This time, from here, we're going to come all the way. Hands come to the top of the mat. You can tuck the toes, stepping back to a high plank position. Good. You always have the opportunity to come onto the knees here. So just make sure that the hips and the shoulders are in alignment. Good. We're going to come forward just a little bit, and then lowering the shoulders and the hips at the same time, all the way down to the earth. Good. Untuck the toes. Press into the hands, draw the low belly in, and start to float up into Bhujangasana Cobra Pose. Good, we have three breaths here. We like to go to a place where we can comfortably breathe or maintain a conversation. Good. One more deep, full breath in. Good, and then we'll come back up onto all fours. This time, pushing all the way back for Child's Pose. Good, and you can rest on your forehead, probably the highest tip of your forehead. Nice, and this is our safety pose. So as we go through the practice, if you need a little break, you're welcome to drop into Child's Pose at any point in time. Give yourself permission. And gently start to direct the breath into the stomach. Maybe you feel the stomach expand on the thighs. And as you exhale, it draws back in. Can you move into that space? Good. Let's come on back up to all fours. I'm going to look down at the wrist, make sure that beautiful little crescent wrinkle you have at your wrist is facing forward and about a finger's distance between each finger. Good. I'm going to do a little bit of core warm-up. So when you're ready, we're going to draw the right toes back, resting on the tiptoes and pressing through the heel first. Good. Start to snuggle the low belly in and reach through the crown of your head. So not your chin, your head. Good. From here, we're going to lift up. And start to make some circles with your ankle. Good, soft bend in the elbows here. Make sure there's a press into the earth. All right, go ahead and relax the ankles. And if you'd like, taking the left arm forward. Good, so I like to start it with the pinky finger down on the earth to create more stability and then float the hand up as I see fit. Good, this time we're going to take some movement to that left wrist, if it's elevated. Beautiful. Now if you'd like, you're welcome to inhale, extend out, and exhale, draw elbow to knee. Again, navel draws up towards the ceiling. Good. Or if you need a little bit more support today, you can place that left palm down and exhale, round forehead to knee. Good. We're going to do a total of five of these, using your breath to help with the movement. Good. when you're through, everything extends back out on the inhale. And on the exhale, place the palm, place the knee. Good, let's inhale for cow pose, rocking the hips forward, sternum reaches forward. And exhale, navel up to the ceiling, round the back. Good, back through center. And we'll take the left foot back this time. And we spend a little bit of time just to feel the action through the thigh, pressing back through the heel. Good, set your gaze, and maybe float the heel up. Good, from here, let's roll out that ankle. Good, and then start to point the toes down towards the earth and float the right hand forward. All the luck in the world today. Good, you can roll out the wrist if you did so on the other side. Good, we're gonna move into the crunches. We'll do five of them. If you'd like, placing the palm down or drawing elbow to knee or forehead to knee. Good. Naturally, the body starts to extend out with inhales and curls in with itself with the exhales. So letting your breath be mirrored in the movement that the body's used to doing. Nice, last one. Good, coming back through center and then placing down. Good. We're gonna find Adho Mukha Svanasana or downward facing dog. To get there, if you haven't done this before or you've only done it a couple of times before, you're gonna rock forward, tucking the toes, and then hovering the knees, start to bend the elbows out towards the sides of the room. Good, from here, reach your tail up, press into your hands, and straighten out your spine to the best of your ability. Good, and we'll keep the knees bent as much as we need. This helps us come out of the wrists. Bend just a little bit. Good, press, 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 press. Nice, good work. Good, and you're welcome to take any organic movements that feel right in your body. So maybe bending one knee and then the other. Maybe resting in child's pose. And start to walk those feet to the hands. And line the toes up with the top of the mat. We're gonna hang out in ragdoll pose. So bending deeply, relax the head down, and then opposite hands to elbow creases if you'd like. You can rest the fingertips down. Again, let the head rest, let it grow heavy. It's almost as if you're being picked up by the hip points, just a little, and the whole torso starts to sway. Okay, and let's release the hands down, and then heel toe the feet to touch. Good, press into your feet, start to come all the way up, arms reaching overhead, Urdhva Hastasana. And then exhale, prayer hands in front of the heart for Samasthiti. Again, let's do a couple half sun salutes. So with the breath in, we're gonna press into the feet, reaching all the way up. And as you exhale, draw the navel and bend at the knees and fold forward. Good, lengthen from crown to tail, halfway lift. And exhale, release back over. Good, press through your feet, coming all the way up, reaching the arms up. And exhale, hands in front of your heart. And inhale, reaches up. And exhale, fold you in. Again, if you're tight in the lower back, let the knees bend. Good, from here, halfway lift. Let's take a couple of breaths right here. This is usually a little bit more tricky of a pose. So again, crown of your head reaches forward. We shift the shoulders down the back and straighten out the spine to the best of our ability. So chest is open, good. Just take one more full breath in. And exhale, release back over into your forward fold. Nice, press through the feet, come all the way up, inhale. And exhale, prayer hands at your heart. We're gonna add on here. So same thing, we just add the next segment. So inhale, arms reach up. And exhale, fold forward. Again, if you have your Darth Vader mask on, inhale for your halfway lift. And we're gonna place our hands stepping back to a high plank position. We've already done this once, but you're welcome to do it on your knees. If you'd like, shifting forward and then lowering hips and shoulders at the same time. We're coming onto the knees, bending the elbows backwards, lowering down. Good, Bhujangasana Cobra Pose, inhale. And then exhale back to all fours, tucking the toes, pressing through the hands for down dog. Good. All right. We're gonna put it all together. So take a nice deep breath in. Exhale and then come to the top of your mat, any way you see fit. Walking, stepping. Good. We'll inhale for that halfway lift, Ardha Uttanasana. And exhale, fold. Good, press your feet, rising all the way up, inhale. And exhale, hands grace the heart. Good, inhale, reaches up. And exhale, fold you in. Lengthen from head to tail, half lift. Place the hands, step back to that high plank position. And choose where you're gonna go, if you're gonna come onto the knees or not. Otherwise, shifting forward slightly, and lowering hips and shoulders at the same time. Good, flip the toes, inhale, Cobra Pose, and exhale back to Down Dog. Good, let's do one more Sun Salutation. So when you're ready, coming to the top of your mat. Once you get there, take a deep breath in and straighten out the spine, halfway lift. And exhale, fold back over. Good, press through your feet, reach through your fingers, arms coming overhead. And exhale, hands in front of the heart. Connect in. Good, inhale, reaches up. And exhale, releases over. Halfway lift with your inhale. Place the hands, step back to the high plank position. Again, option to come on to the knees, otherwise, we'll come all the way down onto the floor. Good. Inhale for your back bend. And exhale, hips go up and back for down dog. Nice. All right, we're gonna work into our Sun Salutations B series. So when you're ready, we'll come back up to the top of the mat. Again, we lengthen out with that halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Good, make sure those toes are pointing forward. We're gonna bend the knees a lot here. Maybe resting your torso right on top. And then brushing the backs of the fingers. We're gonna peel the torso off and reach through the fingers for chair pose. Good, if you can envision yourself kind of like a lightning bolt shape. Good. And just notice the shoulders. The shoulders are agitated at all, we can take what's known as cactus arms with elbows bent, palms facing forward. Good. Let's take one more deep breath in. And then we'll release back over. Good. Lengthen for your halfway lift. And then we'll place our hands stepping back to high plank. All right. If you've kind of got the hang of it, this time we're going to bend the elbows back towards instead of out to the sides. Good. Finding Cobra Pose, inhale. And exhale back to Down Dog. Yeah, and let's come on back to all fours. We can work on some mindful transitions here. So we're gonna step the right foot forward in between our hands. Good, and we're gonna pivot up on those back toes and then place the heel a little bit further down the mat and the toes, so they're angled out at about 45 degrees. Good, and we're just gonna peel the hands up to the sky for Virabhadrasana 1 or Warrior 1. Good, and coming at it from this way, just notice if you need to take a wider stance or a shorter one. And the knee's gonna tell you the truth here. So if that knee travels past the ankle, then you have a little bit more range. If it's nowhere near the ankle, back it up a little. Good, and starting to square the shoulders up with the top of the mat. Drawing the low belly in, take one more deep breath in here. And we'll place our hands, coming back to all fours. Good, you can take that vinyasa sequence. For this one, you could just shift the hips forward and lower down. Good, nice little back bend to cleanse the spine. Cobra pose, all the way back to down dog. Good, let's inhale back to all fours. And exhale, step the left foot through. Good, tuck those back toes. And then drawing heels in alignment, coming up for Vira One. Good. And keep sliding that left sit bone forward, tracking the knee forward, good. If you can, lining up those shoulders with the top of the mat, staying soft in the back knee to help allow that. And one more deep breath in. And place your hands. You can step back to plank, to all fours. And lowering down onto your stomach. Good. Take a breath in to find the back bend, cobra pose. And all the way back to down dog. Good, let's come on back to the top of the mat when you're ready. We're gonna lengthen out again for the halfway lift. This time the arms reach out to the sides. Okay, crown of the head reaching forward. And can you envision yourself just like floating right above the mat, right? Like if your legs were out behind you, you'd be like a Superman right now. Good, this sometimes helps to draw the shoulder blades together. Make sure you can see the fingertips in the periphery. Good. All right, take one more breath in. And exhale, fold over. Good, bend the knees a lot. We're gonna come up into chair pose once again. Good, we're gonna work into a twist. So we'll bring our prayer hands to our heart and then crossing the left elbow over to the right knee. Good, you can let that left knee jet out a little bit if you'd like. You could also take this version where you place the left hand on the right knee and the right hand on the left or on the right hip. Good. Or you can expand if you'd like and reach the arms up to the sky and the floor. Good. And we're going to draw the navel in here too. And kind of like it's a wash rag that we're wringing out, right? And if you can focus your breath right there. Good. We'll make our way back into our forward fold. You're welcome to walk it out a little bit if that feels right. Good. We're going to take the second side. So bend the knees deeply once again. And peel the torso up. Good. Prayer hands to the heart. And again, connecting right elbow with the left knee. You could take the right palm to the left knee. And left hand to the hip. You could also spread your eagle wings. Good. Stability precedes action. And so we're trying not to get so far into a pose that we fall right out of it. But if you do, just know it's all good. All right. And start to pour back over into our forward fold. Again, taking that little walking motion if you'd like. Good. Let's inhale for a halfway lift, arms out to the side. And then place the hand, step back. And you can step back to down dog. Or move through that vinyasa. So a high plank to low or onto the floor. You could take rest in child's pose. Down in child's pose. Let's all come on down to child's pose for just a couple of breaths. Good. If your wrists are hurting at this point, you can wrap the thumb to the palm and then wrap the fingers over top and just start to roll out the wrists, fronts and backs on the mat. Come back to your breath, let it be your anchor. Right, when you're ready with the breath in, you'll come up onto all fours. As you exhale, we're gonna press back for downward facing dog. We like to build off the transitions in this class, so we're going to add a new one. The right foot is going to reach up to the sky for what's known as three-legged dog. Good. As you exhale the breath, you're going to start to swing that foot up and through, placing it in between your hands. Good. You could always use that right hand to help you. Good. All right, and we take warrior one once again. So pivot the back foot down and then start to rise up. Good. I'm going to do a shoulder opener pose. So for this one, we'll bring the hands to the lower back, interlacing the fingers, and then draw the elbows in. Notice how the chest reacts to that. Good. Peek the gaze up for just a second, and then draw the navel in as you pour over to what we call humble warrior. Good. And make sure you have the stability here. If nothing else, just let the head go. Let's start to unwind the hands and then pivot up on the back ball of the foot. You have that option to step back or to drop the left knee down to transition back. And that vinyasa sequence is there to help cleanse the spine. So if you'd like, coming through another vinyasa, lowering down onto the earth, finding cobra or up dog, and all the way back to down dog. Good. Here's our challenge for today's second side. So left leg lifts up to the sky. Good. And when you're ready, trying to sweep it in between your hands. Good. And setting up for warrior one, second side. Arms reaching up. Back heels down, toes off at an angle. Good. We'll move the hands back to the lower back. If you can remember which hand grasp you took before, take the opposite. We'll peek the gaze up, draw the navel in, and start to fold in. Maybe moving that left shoulder on the inside of the left knee. It doesn't really matter how far we go, just that we're starting to experience. So resisting the need to do the pose, and instead experiencing the posture. Good, from here start to unwind the hands, place them on the outside of the foot, and then step back to either all fours or to high plank. Good. Again, lowering down onto your stomach, and resetting the shoulders to enter your back bend cobra pose, all the way back to down dog. And when you're ready, we'll come back up to the top of the mat. We'll just go through that lifting halfway as you inhale. And exhale, release back over. Good. Press through your feet. Reach through your arms. Urdhva Hastasana. And exhale, prayer hands at your heart. Good. All right. We're going to do a balanced posture. Its name is Garudasana or Eagle Pose. Okay. So we're going to kind of sit back up into that chair. Good. And then moving your elbows towards one another. Good. Keep snuggling the low belly in. Good. And we're going to weigh into the left foot and start to cross the right leg over the left. Listen up. You're welcome to use a little kickstand with those toes. And gaze goes past the forearms. Good. Actively press into your palms. Press into your forearms. Good. And if you'd like, you can add the eagle arms. So right arm underneath the left. You may decide to challenge yourself by lifting up those toes, maybe just for a second. Beautiful focus, you guys. Go ahead and release out and shake it off. All right, eagle pose, second side. We'll find chair first. So sinking deep, knees past the ankles, good. Low belly drawing in, and then we'll wrap that left leg over the right. And just knowing that both of your legs spend all of their days together, and so we could safely assume that they are best friends. And it's the left leg's turn to give the right leg a hug. Good. If you'd like, taking the eagle arms as well. Left arm crosses underneath. Marvelous focus. Let's gently unwind, shake it off, wiggle it out. All right, when you're ready, we'll take a step to the top of the mat if we're not already there. Inhale, arms overhead. And exhale, pour forward. Lengthen out with your inhale, halfway lift. Then place the palms, step back, high plank or knee plank. Good, we come all the way down onto our stomach. Good, opening the chest and coming into our back bend. Cobra pose, good. All the way back to down dog. Nice work. Add on one more posture today. It's going to be a standing hip opener. So when you're ready, back onto the knees we come. You could swing the leg if you prefer that version. We're going to bring the right foot forward. Good. I like to take a block for this one. So the block's going to come to the inside of the right foot. Good. And we're going to tuck the toes on the left foot, dial the heel all the way down so that the left toes point off to the opposite edge of the mat. All right, good. And from here, you can take that left hand to the outer right thigh and start to pull it down. As it does, the sit bone starts to root towards the earth. Good. Then we'll start to open up both shoulders to the opposing wall and maybe reach the left arm towards the top of your mat. Create a little bit of action here. Nice. All right. Keep pressing the knee into the elbow. Elbow presses back. We have three more breaths here. Good. Listen up. We're going to do a mindful transition. So hands come down, pivot up on the back foot. And then you're going to step up and forward, lining up your heels, but both toes pointing pretty much forward. Good, this is pyramid pose. Since we have that nice, beautiful block right here, start to square both hips towards the mat, and then fold over. A little bit of relief. Good. And so if that back heel is lifted at all, you could step the foot forward more. We're looking for both legs to become straight. You could also stack an additional block on top of the top one. Good. Curling chin towards the chest. Let's place that block off to the side. And you're welcome to take one of those vinyasas, the high plank to low, or just step right back to down dog. Yeah, let's move to the other side. So hands and knees, this time stepping the left foot forward. Good, placing the block on the instep for the left foot, tucking the back toes, and back heel comes down. So we create this beautiful 90 degree angle between the feet, and then right hand wraps to left outer hip. Good, and just notice what happens in your hip joint as you start to give it a nice little tug, and then reach through as you roll both shoulders. And that Darth Vader breath is here to support you. So if this becomes intense at all, you just put that mask back on and breathe into it. We're going to make our way to pyramid pose. So kind of giving a nice little bend to that right leg as you step it up and forward. Good, start to line the hips up. And then using one or two blocks, we'll start to curl over, both legs straight, stepping strongly into your feet. Do a quick little body scan, see if there's anywhere that you're still holding on to some tension. And have you step this back foot up a little bit. Yeah. And then we'll be straight in the legs. Let's build you up a little higher. When you're ready, we come back to downward facing dog. So blocks off to the side, option for a vinyasa. Take a breath and come on to all fours. As you exhale, both feet off to one side, have a seat back. Okay, we're coming into our unwinding time for the practice. We're going to take Navasana, or boat pose. So I think it's fun to visualize myself in a boat, so you can go to your favorite river or ocean. Let's walk the fingers back just to start to explore this, all right? So we're looking for what's known as axial extension in the spine, which is a straight spine, okay? So we don't want to be in a back bend, and we don't want to be rounding forward. So if you guys can find that area where the sternum lifts up and the back is straight. Good, you're welcome to stay here, or maybe draw yourself past the sit bones and float the heels up. Okay, this is gonna bring us more into our core. Again, visualize where your boat is. Going to help here. If you want, you can take those hands behind the thighs. Sternum still lifting. Keep that action through the spine. Maybe hands out to the side. Good. Like peace fingers to big toes. Got some takers. Nice. All right, and then we'll find the one that works best for us. Good. We're going to do a little bit of a low boat, high boat excursion. Okay, so maybe we pretend that the waves are coming in, right? If you can, reaching the hands out, we're going to inhale, lower down, and exhale, draw back in. Good. Continue on. This is a fun one to do with some support as well, okay? So be gentle with yourself. Nice. Let's do two more. Good. We're going to start to extend out as far as we can, straightening the legs, and then all the way down. Good. Grab the knees into your chest. Give yourself a big old squeeze. And maybe rocking side to side. All right, we're going to take happy baby pose. So let the whole lower back start to round towards the earth. And you're going to grab for the outsides of your feet. If you like threading them through. Good. For some, it works best if we just grab behind the thighs instead. Imagining those knees are coming down into the armpits without striving or forcing them to. Good. Start to weight the whole right side of your body and let the left side be light as you start to make your way onto the outside of the right thigh. Or not. Let's take in a roll. Nice little roll over to the side. Good. And then we'll weight the whole left side of the body. Coming back through center, maybe you gain a little bit of momentum to come over to the opposite side. Maybe you take a couple rocks and rolls. If you get stuck, I'll help you. Good. And we'll end up back after you've done both sides one more time. We'll come back through center. This time we're going to rock from head to toe. We're going to do one set of seated forward folds first, so helping yourself up. Good. Let's reach for a blanket, placing it underneath the sit bones. And we're doing this in order to help support the lower back. So once you get up, you're going to roll the hips forward and take your hand to the lower back. Make sure that it's not rounding completely towards the back of the room, okay? You may need to build it up a little bit as well. All right. So first option, you're going to bend the right leg and bring the sole of the foot to the calf. And some of you may start to slide it up higher up the leg. And if you wanted to take half lotus legs, you would do so like so. Good. All right. So if you've made it this far and that knee is hovering off of the earth, you'll take a little bit of support, like a block or something underneath. Okay. And support precedes action. And we don't want all of the forces coming into the knee because it's a very delicate joint. Okay. And we're going to frame our hands on the outside of that left leg and sit up nice and tall. Again, sternum's reaching forward. We find that nice straight spine. And then tucking the chin in, we'll start to round over. Good. And you may decide to walk those fingers further down. And really activate that bottom leg. So dig the heel into the earth, toes pointing up. Maybe even press through the big toe mound. Good. Can you spread your yogi toes? Good, and rest the head. and start to come back up slowly. Wherever that leg is at, you're going to let it start to cross over, right foot past the knee. Good. Same activity in that front heel. And we're going to press into that foot as we wrap the left arm around. Last little twisting action here. Good, when you're ready, we'll square back up to center and exchange those feet out for the second side. Again, you can start like so, moving up, or even taking that Padmasana or lotus legs. Good. Again, find some activity in this bottom foot. So just notice, if our toes are pointing away from the body in this posture, it's just a signifier that we spend a lot of time in external rotation, so we need to start to work back into that internal rotation. And if we build it up by pressing through this big toe mound, so where the big toe connects to the foot, we're able to start to draw back in the back. Good, start to frame the foot, and when you're ready, releasing into the posture. Good, and check it out. If anything hurts in the lower back, you're gonna raise one hand up. Loosen up the jaw, soften the eyebrows. And leading with the crown of the head, you'll start to come back up. Good, cross the left leg past the right knee. And then wrap that right arm, cycling the left fingers behind the hips. And breathing deep into the belly. Start to release out. And move the props off of the mat, coming onto our backs. Good. We'll set up for Shavasana pose. If you have the inclination to bend your knees here, rather than laying flat on the floor, you can raise one hand up and I'll bring you a bolster. You can slide some cushion underneath the knees to help release the lower back. Good, and for this one, letting the toes point away from the body, palms come down by the hips and face the heavens. You're always welcome to take a blanket or anything that will bring you peace and comfort here. Do a quick body scan. I'm just directing your awareness as I name the places in the body and then allowing it to soften. So finding the back of your skull. Moving up and over the crown of the head to that place in between your eyebrows. It softens. Your cheeks, your jaw, the neck, relaxing the shoulders, the arms, the torso, and the hips, the thighs, your knees, your calves, and your feet. Take a deep breath in and let it go. If you'd like, bringing the life back to the fingers, to the toes. Maybe the wrists and the ankles. Move through one big final stretch, arms past the ears, toes point down. Take a breath in through your nose and let it go out the mouth. From here, rolling on to your right hand side for fetal position, using your right arm as a pillow. Taking this time to say some kind words to yourself. We'll end as we began in a comfortable seat. Bringing hands to the heart. Honoring the divine light that we all share. Namaste. Namaste. All right, thank you guys so much for practicing with me.